Why did Jesus become man?
为什么有圣诞节？
Why is there Christmas?
至少有四个原因。
At least there are four reasons.
第一个原因，
The first,
因为要应验圣经上的预言。
Because it goes supposed to fulfill the promises of the Bible.
圣经上有关耶稣要降生的预言有超过300次。
There are more than 300 times it mentioned the promises of the birth of Christ.
我如果花一分钟讲一次的话，今天晚上要300分钟。
If I spend one minute to mention just one episode, we're going to spend 300 minutes here.
我们今天只看一段圣经节。
We only need to read one passage.
在马太福音第一章。
The book of Matthew chapter 1.
18节开始。
From verse 18.
到23节。
To verse 23.
马太福音第一章28节。
Matthew chapter 1.
一章18节。
Verse 18.
我来念，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶玛利亚，就从圣灵怀了孕。他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕乃是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切事的成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。耶稣诞生的第一个原因要应验圣经上的话。
The first reason of the birth of Christ is to fulfill the words of the Bible.
因为神的话一定会兑现。
Because God's words will always be fulfilled.
今天你和我有一天会过去。
Today you and I shall pass.
但神的话是永远的存在。
But God's words will always exist.
以赛亚先知这么说。
Prophet Isaiah said this.
43章第8节这么说。
In chapter 40 verse 8.
以赛亚说，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Isaiah said that the grass withers, the flowers fall.But the word of our God stands forever.
应验圣经的话是耶稣诞生的第一个原因。
To fulfill the word of the Bible is the first reason that Jesus was born.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
他要将神彰显给我们看。
He's going to demonstrate God to man.
人是神创造的。
Men were created by God.
人是有灵的活物。
Man is the spiritual living being.
So, 人会想找神。
So, man wants to search for God.
人会想要认识神。
Man wants to know God.
人会渴慕这位神。
Man desires God.
动物却不会。
But animals won't.
他没有神给他灵。
They do not have the spirit from God.
人可以从自然界里面去找神。
A man can search for God in the nature.
人可以从人的写作当中去认识神。
Man can get to know God through their writings.
人可以从他的良心里面去认识神。
Man can get to know God from their conscience.
但认识神最好的方法。
But the best way to know God.
认识神最有效的方法。
The most effective way to know God.
乃是神将他自己彰显给我们看。
Is to God himself will show himself to us.
所以约翰福音一章十八节这么说。
So in John 1:18 it says this.
约翰福音一章十八节。
John 1:18
从来没有人看见神，只有在他父里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father.
耶稣是神取了一个人的身体。
So Jesus who took the body of a man.
我们这些人可以开始借着他认识这位天父。
So we through him, we get to know our Heavenly Father.
这是圣诞节的第二个原因。
That's the second reason for Christmas.
为什么耶稣要成为人？
Why does Jesus want to become man?
第三个原因。
The third reason.
他要从罪里面救我们。
He's going to save us from our sins.
我们看提摩太前书一章十五节。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1:15.
提摩太前书一章十五节。
1 Timothy 1:15.
前半部这么说，基督耶稣降世为要救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save the sinners.
圣经自己说耶稣基督降世是为了要救罪人。
The Bible saysThe reason for Jesus come is to save sinners.
人有罪是因为人犯了 人有罪是因为人犯了罪。
Man has sinned because they commit sin.
人会犯罪是因为人有罪性。
Man commits sins because they have a sinful nature.
他身不由己他会犯罪。
He cannot control but to sin.
而人有罪性是因为始祖亚当犯了罪。
The reason man has sinful nature is because the ancestor Adam sinned.
人有哪些罪性？
What kind of sinful natures do we have?
我们会贪心。
We are greed.
我们会自私。
We're selfish.
我们会骄傲。
We're proud.
我们会讲谎话。
We lie.
我们会嫉妒人。
We're jealous of people.
我们会背后诽谤人。
We say things behind their backs.
并且我们不怕这位神。
And we do not fear the God.
圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible says the weight of sin is death.
死亡。
Death.
死亡的意思是灵魂跟身体分开了。
So it means the separation between the spirit and the soul and the body.
并且这个灵魂永远不能跟神在一起。
And the soul can never be with God.
但圣经又接着说。
But Bible continues to tell us.
在罗马书二十三章。
In Romans 23.
唯有神的恩赐。在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Only God's gift in Christ is eternal life.
永远的生命。
The eternal life.
跟神能够在一起的生命。
To be the life to be with God.
有一天这个灵魂跟这个复活的身体又会结合在一起。
So one day the soul will reunite with the resurrected body.
这个就是耶稣基督才能解的。
This is what given us by Jesus only.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
为什么耶稣会成为人？
Why Jesus became man.
要体恤我们的软弱。
So he can understand our weakness.
你有没有想过一个问题？
Have you thought a problem? Question.
如果耶稣基督的诞生，
If the birth of Jesus Christ.
只是为了代替这他所拣选的人死在十字架。
It's only to substitute those who he has chosen to die on the cross.
如果这是他唯一的目的，
if this is the only purpose,
他可以礼拜五来啊，
he can come on Friday,
然后死在十字架上，
then dies on the cross,
埋葬了，
and be buried,
礼拜天复活了，
and resurrect on Sunday,
他又回去了，
then he goes back.
他只要花一个礼拜一个周末的时间就可以了，
he only need to spend one weekend.
但耶稣在世界上有33年的时间，
but he spent 33 years in this world.
他从出生，
from birth,
长大，
grow,
开始去工作，
start his ministry,
开始讲道，
start to preach,
医好病人，
heal the sick,
各处的旅行，
travel all over the place.
还有33年的时间和人生活在一起。
He lived with people for 33 years.
为什么？
Why?
他要经历人所经历。
He needs to experience what the man experienced.
他体恤人的痛苦跟软弱。
So he can understand the weakness and the sorrows of men.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们这位大祭司。
We have this great priest.
他自己也曾经经过人间的痛苦。
He has himself suffered the sorrows of men.
他还受到许多的试探。
He has also been tempted.
所以他可以体恤我们的软弱。
So he can understand our weakness.
他了解我们的情形。
He knows our situation.
所以我们可以大胆来到他的面前。
So we can come before him without fear.
求他做我们的救主跟生命的主。
Ask him to be our Lord and Savior.
为什么耶稣会道成肉身？
Why did Jesus become man?
4个原因.
The first reason.
圣经上的预言.
The promises of the Bible.
他要讲神彰显给我们看.
He's going to demonstrate us of God.
他还救我们脱离这个罪.
He saves us from sin.
所以他与我们一起认同.
That he has a commitment with us.
要体恤我们的软弱.
So understand our weakness.
请问你认识这位耶稣吗?
Let me ask you, do you know this Christ?
请问你接受这位耶稣吗?
Did you accept this Jesus?
他是你的救主跟生命的主吗?
Is he your Savior and Lord of your life?
如果你说你是的,
if you say yes, I am.
请问你的生命有没有被改变过?
Let me ask you, have your life been changed?
我们在庆祝纪念圣诞节的时候,
when we celebrate Christmas,
我邀请你好好地思想这个问题。
I invite you to carefully think about this question.
这是我们诗班，我们献唱两首歌。
Now our choir is going to sing two hymns for us.
把时间交给诗班。
It's time to the choir.